Like a lot of small towns in Michigan, Albion has seen better economic times. But their local historian, Frank Pasek, champions Albion's history, as well as today's downtown. Pasek took WMUK's Nancy Camden on a short tour of Albion.
Got the book. Good.
This is Dorothy Dickerson. She has a bookstore here in town. It's like a Michigan bookstore. She caters a lot to Michigan authors.
I'm the owner of Books and More of Albion.
My name's Frank Pasek. I'm an Albion historian. I've written 9 books on Albion history so far. I've been interested in Albion history all my life. In fact, I started out in junior high school doing some research on a signature of our town. One of the longest brick streets in the state of Michigan. Our main street is named Superior. We were founded because of water power. The Kalamazoo River forks together here, the East Branch and the South Branch. We had Native American settlements and a place called Marengo down the stream, Rice Creek north of here. So the river was a natural place for travel. This is the site of the big flood of 1908. The month of March 1908 was filled with heavy precipitation, and the Homer Dam broke 8 miles upstream, and it sent a huge torrent of water and ice down the river, and it jammed up at what we call Victory Park now. In fact, they dynamited the ice to try to get the flow. And a wave of water came down, collapsed all the buildings over the river on Superior Street. And if you look over there, you'll see buildings that are built right over the river.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came by.
This is our watchmaker, Mr. Hatfield.
I specialize in restoring, servicing, and repairing vintage and antique watches.
He keeps a watch on things here.
They actually did have an outhouse in the building I'm in now that just dumped directly into the river.
In banking terms, that would be known as direct deposit. Back in the 1930s, we had a group of people, they were called the Purple Gang, that came to Albion. They would perform bank robberies and other illicit acts all across southern Michigan. Albion was one of their staging areas, and they would hide their car in the far stall by the river. This car was the first conversion van. It had the center post came out so you could put the safe in. It had a revolving license plate, bulletproof glass, and they used that to perform the robberies. We're looking toward the Bohm Theater. The Purple Gang used to go in the balcony to do some of their business dealings. And they used to have a lookout called Flapper Susie. It culminated in the 1940s with the murder of Senator Warren Hooper, which was Michigan's most unsolved murder mystery in 1945. He was going to squeal on the corruption in the Michigan State Legislature. They had him killed. Albion once had many historic industries. One of them was the Gale Manufacturing Company, which was in existence from 1862 to 1968. During the Civil War, they moved to Albion. They produced farm implements. They brought many immigrants here, particularly German immigrants. Many people were off to war during World War I, so the Albion Malleable Iron Company recruited workers from the South. And so our African-American population came from there. Most of the families did. There were some here earlier. We're at Albion College. The college dates back to the beginning of our community. This is the observatory we're standing next to, and it's a state historic site. And a great antique telescope is located in here. Byron Stokes and Dudley Verner wrote the words and music for the song they call The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. I'm reading the historical marker here. The song made a hit with the fraternity brothers, and requests for copies came in from other chapters. Within a few years, the melody and lyrics became familiar to people around the world. Also, another song which was written here in Albion was The Old Rugged Cross by Reverend George Bernard. This is Dickerson's Music Company. They sell instruments here, of course. He has a great selection of old sheet music, and so people come here from all over. It's a unique specialty store here in downtown Albion.
That story was produced by WMUK's Nancy Camden. Frank Pasek will be at Books and More in Albion tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to sign copies of his latest book on Albion history.